At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Welcome to another chilling dive into the mysterious and the unexplained. I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're heading straight to the heart of NoHo, New York City, where history and hauntings collide. The Merchant's House Museum, nestled at 29 East 4th Street, isn't just your typical 19th century historical landmark. Once the cherished home of the Treadwell family, it's now said to be a place where the past refuses to rest. At the center of this eerie tale is Gertrude Treadwell, the family's last surviving member, who lived her entire life in the home until her death in 1933. But according to countless visitors and staff, it seems Gertrude may never have truly left. Cold spots, phantom music, and even apparitions have turned this museum into one of New York's most talked-about haunted locations. But what's the truth behind the stories? Is it a lingering presence of the past, or just our minds playing tricks on us? Grab your flashlight and your sense of curiosity, because we're about to uncover the secrets of the Merchant's House Museum. From its rich history to spine-tingling paranormal encounters, we'll dig deep to separate fact from fear. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Merchant's House Museum, standing proudly on East 4th Street in the NoHo neighborhood of New York City, is a time capsule of 19th century life. Built in 1832, this Greek Revival townhouse was purchased in 1835 by Seabury Treadwell, a prosperous hardware merchant. Its elegant facade and interior decor reflected the wealth and status of the Treadwell family, who lived there for nearly 100 years. Today, the home stands as a meticulously preserved example of a bygone era, with its original furniture, clothing, and personal belongings offering a glimpse into the daily lives of New York's elite in the 1800s. The Treadwell family included Seabury, his wife Eliza, and their 8 children, one of whom would become central to the house's haunting legend. Gertrude Treadwell, born in 1840, was the youngest of the siblings and the only child to remain in the home until her death. She never married, a rarity for women of her social standing, and lived a reclusive life deeply attached to the house she called home. Her solitary existence has led many to speculate that her spirit lingers within its walls, unwilling to part with the place she loved so dearly. Following Gertrude's death, the home narrowly avoided demolition thanks to the efforts of preservationists. In 1936, it was opened to the public as a museum, dedicated to showcasing 19th century family life. Its authenticity and historical significance quickly drew the attention of historians and tourists alike. However, it wasn't long before visitors began reporting strange occurrences. Some described hearing unexplained footsteps echoing through the halls, while others claimed to feel cold spots or see fleeting shadows in empty rooms. The staff also noted odd phenomena. Objects seemed to move on their own. Doors opened and closed without cause, and faint whispers filled the air when no one else was around. The story spread, and the Merchant's House gained a reputation as one of New York's most haunted locations. But what could explain these eerie experiences? Skeptics suggest environmental factors might play a role. The house, nearly two centuries old, creaks and groans with age. Drafts from its old windows and doors could account for cold spots, while uneven floors might give the illusion of objects shifting. The dim lighting and antique decor also contribute to a naturally eerie atmosphere, which might heighten visitors' sensitivity to the supernatural. Psychologists propose that the power of suggestion could be influencing those who enter the home. Paranormal lore surrounding the house is widely known, and many visitors arrive already expecting to encounter something out of the ordinary. This expectation might amplify their awareness of otherwise mundane occurrences, such as a distant sound or a flickering light. Additionally, confirmation bias, the tendency to interpret ambiguous information in a way that supports pre-existing beliefs, could explain why so many people believe they've had a paranormal experience there. Despite these rational explanations, some incidents remain difficult to dismiss. Over the decades, several guests have reported seeing a woman in period attire believed to be Gertrude Treadwell in her former bedroom. The descriptions are eerily consistent with witnesses noting her somber expression and old-fashioned dress. Staff members have also encountered unexplained phenomena, such as the smell of lavender perfume suddenly wafting through a room, or the sensation of being touched by invisible hands. As the reports accumulated, paranormal investigators took an interest in the Merchant's House. Armed with equipment like electromagnetic field meters and digital recorders, they sought to capture evidence of the hauntings. While some dismissed the findings as inconclusive, others pointed to unexplained anomalies, such as voices captured on tape that seemed to respond to questions or spikes in electromagnetic activity in areas where visitors frequently reported feeling uneasy. Even with modern technology and scientific analysis, the mystery of the Merchant's House endures. Is it a haven for lingering spirits, or is the explanation rooted in the quirks of an old house and the human mind's capacity for imagination? As we venture deeper into the story, the phenomena grow more compelling and more difficult to rationalize. As the years rolled on, the Merchant's House Museum became a magnet for those drawn to the paranormal. While the historical significance of the house was reason enough to visit, many guests came with a singular goal: to experience something otherworldly. The consistent and often chilling accounts only fueled this fascination. What sets the Merchant's House apart from other purportedly haunted locations is the sheer number of recurring phenomena and the uncanny specificity of the sightings. One of the most famous reports involves the spectral figure of a woman believed to be Gertrude Treadwell herself. Visitors and staff alike have claimed to see her standing by the window in her old bedroom, her figure faintly illuminated, as if caught in the pale light of a bygone era. Witnesses describe her as wearing a dark, high-collared dress typical of the 19th century, her expression one of melancholy. Most striking is the consistency of the descriptions given by individuals who often had no prior knowledge of the museum's paranormal reputation. Other visitors report hearing soft, ethereal music that seems to drift through the house, echoing the tunes that might have been played during the Treadwell family's time. The music is often described as faint and fleeting, vanishing as soon as one tries to trace its source. Adding to the mystery are accounts of footsteps echoing through the empty hallways, their deliberate rhythm giving the impression that someone unseen is pacing the rooms. The museum's staff have their own eerie tales to tell. One guide recounted an experience of locking up the house late one evening. As she walked through the parlor to turn off the lights, she felt a distinct cold breath against her neck, as if someone were standing directly behind her. Turning around, she found the room empty. Another staff member described a strange occurrence in the dining room, where the heavy silverware had been meticulously laid out for display earlier in the day. When she returned hours later, she found the settings rearranged in perfect symmetry, though no one had entered the room. Investigators have taken these accounts seriously, conducting extensive studies inside the Merchant's House. Electronic voice phenomena, EVP sessions, have yielded startling results, with recordings capturing what some interpret as faint voices answering questions. One investigator claimed to have captured a voice saying, "This is my home," in response to a query about the presence of spirits. Other recordings have captured what sound like fragments of conversations, though skeptics argue that these could be explained by interference or auditory pareidolia. The recurring cold spots and temperature fluctuations have also drawn attention. These anomalies often occur in the same locations, such as the front parlor or Gertrude's bedroom. Paranormal enthusiasts argue that these are signs of a residual or intelligent haunting, while critics suggest they could simply be drafts caused by the aging structure of the house. A particularly spine-chilling incident involved a group tour on Halloween night, a time when the museum often hosts special events. During the tour, several guests reported seeing a shadowy figure dart across the hallway, only to vanish into thin air. Some thought it was part of the evening's theatrics, but the museum later confirmed that no such effects were staged. The figure's appearance caused a stir, with several guests describing it as tall, with indistinct features, but a palpable presence. Theories abound regarding the nature of the hauntings. Some believe the merchant's house is the site of a residual haunting, where intense emotional energy from the past has imprinted itself on the environment. This theory aligns with the idea that Gertrude Treadwell's deep connection to the home may have left a lasting spiritual mark. Others suggest the house hosts an intelligent haunting, with Gertrude or other spirits actively interacting with the living. Despite the paranormal intrigue, skeptics remain unconvinced. They argue that many experiences can be attributed to the power of suggestion or the natural acoustics and quirks of an old house. Yet, for those who have experienced the unexplainable within its walls, no amount of skepticism can erase the chilling memories of their encounters. The Merchant's House Museum continues to straddle the line between historical treasure and supernatural mystery. Whether it is the restless spirit of Gertrude Treadwell or merely the echoes of a storied past, the phenomena that occur here defy easy explanation. Visitors leave with more questions than answers, wondering if they've brushed against something otherworldly or if the secrets of the house will forever remain hidden. The Merchant's House Museum stands as more than just a relic of 19th century New York. It's a place where history and mystery intertwine. From its rich past as the home of the Treadwell family to its modern reputation as a hotspot for paranormal activity, it leaves a lasting impression on all who enter. Whether it's the faint strains of period music, the cold spots in Gertrude Treadwell's bedroom, or the shadowy figures glimpsed in the hallways, the stories from this house are as vivid as they are chilling. But what lies behind these tales? Is it the power of suggestion, fueled by the home's eerie ambiance and its long-standing ghostly reputation? Or is there something truly unexplainable happening here? Science might point to environmental factors, the quirks of an old house, or even the human mind's ability to create meaning from the unknown. Yet for those who felt an unseen hand or heard whispers where none should exist, the Merchant's House offers a compelling case for the supernatural. Whether you walk away a believer or a skeptic, one thing is certain: this house holds its secrets tightly. And perhaps that's part of its allure, keeping us all wondering, questioning, and coming back for more. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.